be patient now. I'll finish up here and leave you alone.
It's okay.
Kind of makes you think and wonder some how much I forgot.
Well, you know an awful lot, I tell you. This is really wonderful. I want to ask you a few things about society around here. If a woman's husband has died, she would be called a what?
Widow.
Okay. And if a child was born and his parents were not married to each other, he would be called a what?
Would be called an orphan?
Okay, well,
wouldn't be an orphan.
The parents would still be alive, they just wouldn't be married to each other.
Hmm. Well, you know what the old timers used to call
them? What did they call them?
Called them a bastard.
Okay, that's what my grandfather called
them. Is it? That's what it say. That's what the old timers used to say.
Okay. Would people nowadays call them illegitimate?
Yeah, illegitimate children, okay. Right.
I wondered if you'd ever heard of a... I wonder what people around here would call a noisy celebration after a wedding.
Huh. I don't know what it is.
You ever heard of the word chivalry?
Oh, that was quite a bit after the wedding,
tell
right?
Tell me, I'm not familiar with that, so could you tell me about the chivalry?
Seemed like always before, after what is about a week after you're married, they'd come and have what they do, they get a wheelbarrow or something, have your husband push the wife down the road in a wheelbarrow or something like that. And then another thing they'd do, they'd come to their house and they weren't home, they'd go in and what they call short sheet the bed. Some of them put welding rod in it and do something else. Or some of them used to have the old wood stove, they'd put gunny sacks in the chimney, you know, and they'd build a fire and smoke them out. I've heard that. They didn't do anything too much to us, were they, Ma? They were pretty good.
Did y'all get chivalried?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
And I had to push Mom in the wheelbarrow, and every time I'd set it down, I'd start to run off, you know, and there's always somebody catching. And all they'd after for is all over with, you'd have to treat them. The older folks would have to have coffee or tea, and all the kids would have to have candy.
Mm. Y'all would have to provide that?
Yeah, married couple with that affair, the ones that being shivery. We'd have to go down to the local store and get the hardware. We got Mrs. McCormick out, owned the hardware store and grocery store, and get all the candy and buy all the candy out. Not for the kids, is that penny bubble gum, you know, and any of the nickel bars. 11 o'clock at
they
night.
They came by at 11 at night.
Oh yeah, well they come a little earlier, but time you got the treats, it was 11 o'clock.
Did they just, was the chivalry just one time, or they keep
just
coming
one,
by every
no,
night?
No, just one time.
And how long was it after your wedding? How many days would you say?
Do you remember, Mom, it was about, what, week, 2 weeks? If you treated them well, you know, like I say, you'd buy them, give them candy bars and stuff like that, and give the guys, and then some of them, the older folks, the men, they had to have beer, you know. If you treated them, they never bothered you anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you didn't treat them, if you weren't home, is when they'd really get with you.
I see. Would you say that the chivalry was a sign of approval or disapproval about the marriage?
Well, it's kind of an approval thing, wasn't it?
Okay.
Some of them got a little bit out of hand, you know, but most of them were pretty nice.
And did they ever serenade you, or did you ever have to sing, or did people sing at chivalries?
No, they didn't. They just come and mostly visit.
Okay. When you got married, the man that stood with you would be called what?
Bridegroom.
Okay. Or the, do you ever use the word?
Best man?
Yeah.
Yeah. We always called it. Well, bridegroom was the guy that got married, really. It should have been
right.
Best man.
Right. And what would you call the woman who stood with the bride?
The matron of honor.
Okay. Do you ever use another name?
Bridesmaid.
Yeah.
Bridesmaid.
Okay. An instrument that you would play?
Harp.
Yeah. Do you ever call anything else?
Mouthpiece is all they call it.
Okay. And what came out of that when you played it?
Well, he had music.
Okay, that's exactly right. And I was wondering about maybe